Unit 5, Lesson 5A, Exercise 3.
I'm Matthew Charlton from the United Nations Children's Fund. Thank you for inviting me to speak here at Cornell about my work in Liberia. As you probably know, Liberia was established by former slaves from the United States in 1847. For over a century, it was fairly democratic. Then in 1980, a soldier called Samuel Doe seized power. In 1989, a government minister, Charles Taylor, launched an insurgency against Samuel Doe. After heavy fighting, troops loyal to Taylor occupied most of the country and launched an all-out attack on the capital, Monrovia. Doe was captured, tortured, and executed in September 1980, but his men put up a lot of resistance. Different rebel groups began to fight among themselves for control of the city, and this caused terrible civilian casualties. Finally, African countries and the United Nations managed to get the different sides to attend peace talks. In 1997, a temporary government was established, and then there were general elections. Charles Taylor became the president, but sadly, peace only lasted 2 years. There were still many different armed groups in the country, and they didn't relinquish their weapons, so perhaps it was inevitable that the fighting would start again. The Second Liberian Civil War lasted from 1999 to 2003, when Charles Taylor agreed to give up power to break the stalemate between the warring sides. That year, the UN assembled a large peacekeeping force. 15,000 UN troops from countries around the world were deployed to Liberia between 2003 and 2013. Their first job was to keep different groups apart and persuade their leaders to give up their arms. They also protected Liberia's borders to stop people from supplying arms from across the border to the foreign-backed rebels. In addition, the UN trained the security forces of the new Liberian government. Establishing peace was an uphill struggle. At one time, in 2005, supporters of one politician staged big protests after losing an election, but luckily the protests didn't turn into violence. Slowly, the fighting and political chaos stopped. Most of the UN peacekeepers left in 2016, but a small force is still stationed there. Other UN agencies also came to Liberia to help the Liberian government and local organizations to rebuild the country. They had a lot of work to do. The capital was in ruins, and people were very poor and without jobs, education, and medical care. Many people had seen or suffered terrible atrocities, too. It's been a long road back to normal life, but for the first time in a generation, people are now looking forward to a brighter future. I first went to Liberia in 2006 to help with children's education. Liberia still has economic problems and issues with border security, but in my view, teaching young people is the best way to prevent further fighting and ensure a stable and peaceful long-term future. It's work that we